Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, rest in peace, hallelujah. Oh man, all praise, all praise. It's the Sabbath, man. God has been good, been a great Sabbath. I hope all of us is enjoying our Sabbath as the Father is allowing me to enjoy my Sabbath too. My sons, man, from out of town, we've been chilling this weekend. This week, this whole week, this whole week, it's been a day. We was chilling and messed around and lost track of time. That's why we late. So that's on me. But we was just chilling. We was talking and then We got lost in time or whatever. So, hey, but, hey, man, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Grace and peace. You know, I can unmute your mic. You know, and you can mute your own mic if you want to say something. If you don't, you know, I just leave it open. Okay? I just leave it open and then you can mute your background. All right, so those of us that want to say something, just remember that. Yeah, man, so like I said, it's been a good weekend. It's been a good week. God is good. And Caleb, Asala, well, look, what we doing, man? Get over here. Let me unmute your mic. love that. Let me do that. Okay, there you go. When he brought time into the picture, then eternity began. You see? So it was when eternity began, time began. Because there's a such place as that. But it's not bound by the window of time that we hold. So looking through. You see, so whenever we deal with time, we got to be where he at. Because that's where he dwells, in eternity. So we got to always wrap our mind around when he's talking, you got to think like him. You see, so the numbers got to be like his. You hear me? Right. So you got a song? What? Yeah. Like, you got a song? Hey, how we get this thing to sit up, man? David. Right. No. And I like it. I ain't trying to do that.
Close it.
That seems simple enough, right?
All right.
Let's get there. You ready? All right, so the east is this one.
Sad face Jerusalem.
This one. We're going to sad face Jerusalem. You're going to read the scripts and I'm going to pray in and get started.
The Psalm of David, Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Of whom shall I be afraid? And the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
What you read?
Psalm 27. The fact. Amen.
I fly with the journey to heaven. The kingdom come, I will be there on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For that is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts of hope. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on those that don't know God, but delight in blessing us because they see a light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children. And our children's children, and their children, and their families. And Father, have mercy on us. Therefore, the Holy Spirit, give us a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word, and wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And Father, have mercy on the inheritance. Give them a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word, and wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and to perform. In Jesus' name, we pray. For your mercy, they do it forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, let's start this in Genesis chapter 1:1. Genesis 1:1.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Stop. That's it. That's where we at. Because we're still dealing with in the beginning. So what's in the beginning? Nothing. So he's writing it all down before he actually do it on the day. So he's telling you it's all a law first. He's writing it down on the paper that's in heaven. Not like wooden paper like you see this. It's written in a book on fire. Because that's what heaven is made out of. So the book is on fire. That's why nobody can't open the books. So he wrote a, and this is what he's writing right now, that this is going to exist. Because it don't. So he about to create time. This way. This because it's not. There's no such thing as time. So let's look at that. Go to John 1 and 1. Man, I hate when we start reading. But then people think, okay, go out. One.
That which was from the beginning.
John 1 and 1.
That is John 1.
St. John? No. Your first show.
The elder unto the elect.
Nope. Why are you all up in New John? St. John. In the gospel.
There's none.
Yes, it is. It should be right, John, right after Luke.
The elder unto the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
So he had to write it down. He had to write it into existence. In the beginning was the Word. He had to write it all down, just like this. And that's what he's telling us to do. He's writing it down. So he wrote, what he's doing, he's writing how these things are going to come to be. Read on.
Same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And him was life, and the life was the light of men.
So. Everything he made, he gave life to. You see? He gave life to him. So, and he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And they say, was in the beginning with God. So, they just let us in on the fact that it was more than one. It's a family, so to say. You know what I mean? Because now we got a conversation going on. He ain't just talking to himself. He actually having a conversation with someone else, and they're in agreement that this is going to be this way. So it ain't like he just came up with everything on his own. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So these two consciousnesses talking to each other when there's nothing. So let's go into Isaiah 57 and 15.
Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of a contrite one.
See that? Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity. So this thing called eternity, he brought into being because it wasn't there. We just think eternity was always there. No, he had to bring that into existence. Exactly. Which began the beginning of time. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Isaiah 43 and 1. And read to the 2.
Now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
See that? So we ain't got nothing to worry about. That's all to it. When you living like that, and you walking with the Lord like that, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Ever. You know what I'm saying? This is that thing. Skip down to verse.
I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shewed when there was no strange God among you.
See that? I declare. That's the word. I declare when there was nothing. And now we go create gods in this world, like, you know, with idols and stuff like that. Now, but he said, that's what we had. He said, I declare these things. When it was not, when it wasn't no such thing as eternity. Right.
I have declared and have saved, and I have shewed when there was no strange God among them. Therefore ye are my witnesses, therefore the Lord, that I am God. Yet before the day was I am he. And
no, read that again.
Yeah, before the day was I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it
stop? Before the day was, I am he. Before there was a such thing as a day, there he was. See that? What's a such thing as a day? That's the next day. What's a day? Who created a day? Who would think of making a day? Right. Where'd that come from? We got a Big Bang Theory, but who would think of even creating a such thing as a day in a week? That light and darkness would be consistent. Who would think of that? He did. You see? He did, but he wrote it down. Okay, before day was, he, right? Okay. Now, go to Zechariah 14 and 5. Now, get this. No, my bad. We go too far. I go to Isaiah 45 and 5. Isaiah 45 and 5.
I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I gird thee, thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness, peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
Why? Who come up with that? Who think of these things? What kind of mindset comes from this? So they telling you this is an accident or a big bang. Then how do you come up with this type of consciousness? Then he said, I create light and I create darkness. Okay. Grant, we can create light, right? Who do we know that can create darkness? But he did. Exactly. Right? That's one thing we can't do. We can't create dark. Not even in death. It's called a big darkness. Death is a big darkness, but there's a light because that's what we talk about. Because there was no such thing as the sun. That darkness there is where everything is. That's where even death is. Okay. We come out of that. Let's look at this a little further. Read. You said, I form the light, create darkness, I make peace, and create evil. I the Lord do these things. Since we're dealing with, I form the light and create darkness. So, this what forms what a day is. Light and darkness. But he had to speak it into existence. Because there wasn't no such thing as that. So he's telling you, I created what you now see as light. So, why did I create that? Who think of those things? Would you have thought of that? If you was there, what would you have been thinking of? Exactly. You can't. You can't even think that. There's no way you can even think about it. You have to go back into the womb to find out. You have to go back inside of your mind and start there. And that's where you'll find as an embryo. That's the only way you'll find it. Because that's the beginning. And that's where conscious begins. But you got to be conscious enough to know that you're there. Go to Zechariah chapter 14:5. Now, this thing, this darkness that he got, right? He called it eternity. So it's this darkness that he called eternity is where he dwelled with the Father. Both of them is in this place, and they are this ultimate light in this place. No need of the sun or the moon. Because they lighten it up. You got to keep that in mind. Remember now, when we started out, we was talking about what he looked like and what he had on. Because he shined like the sun and the moon. So he shined brighter than the sun, even in this darkness. You got it, Zechariah 14:5.
Read. And he shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Yeah, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, the king of Judah, and the Lord my God shall come and all the saints with thee. And
so he here. So the Lord my God is gonna come. So he's talking about when he's coming back, right? So if he's coming back and he says the saints is with him, that means the saints got off the ground. So if the saints is off the ground, they got what? Eternity. They left this time and went into eternity. They left this realm. They no longer a part of it because they can't die no more. So they there with him. But get this. Read on.
And it shall come to the pass that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light, and it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them towards the former sea and half of them towards the hinder sea.
So he said in that day it's not going to be no sun and no moon. So he going to bring the beginning with him. Yep. We going to finally see what it looks like. He turned it. He going to shut it down. And he going to show all men eternity. Why? Because the saints is with him. He had to bring it. He had to bring it because that will woke him up. Everlasting. Watch this. Go to Revelation 6:12.
Now beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth prepared, and the moon became as blood.
Stop. Yeah, read on.
And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely fig when she is shaken off a mighty wind.
Stop. Okay, so he said, And I beheld when the sixth seal was opened, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black and sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. We never seen a day without the sun. What if there's no sun? How dark is it? We'll be nothing. We'll be back in the beginning. Like you said, it's going to be like a day. It's going to be neither day nor night. He's bringing it. Why? Because the saints woke up. So he got to bring everlasting into this time, because when you come out the ground, you're going to go into it. You transfer. That's why it got to happen. And he said the stars is going to fall, right? Go to Matthew 24 and 29.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from the heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the great clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
Stop. Yeah, read that next verse.
And he shall send his angels with the great sound of the trumpet, and they shall gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Okay, hold that thought. Now he said the powers of the heavens, the sun and moon is going to be dark, right? We already read that God is going to fight. That's why the whole earth is going to start crying. Because they're going to see this big ball of fire come. We're going to hope it's immediate. Whichever way we think, we're going to be crying. Because we know we're going to be able to do about it. And he coming with the angels. They on fire. Then he got the stars falling. It's going to be a disaster. He's cleaning the whole thing. He said it's only going to be like a tenth of the entire population. That's why we got to be seriously right. We need to know, sir. Coming back real. So, he going to turn off the light and bring it like it was in the beginning. And then he going to show you how he existed back then. And the whole earth is going to mourn. And then everybody's going to believe God. There is a God. Now we just... He's telling us this is what it is. But then at that day, actually go see where he's been all this time. He said the heavens is going to roll back. You're going to be able to look up and everything going to roll back. See it. Have y'all ever seen this Man in Black when Will Smith got took to this locker room, and then he opened the locker and it was a world outside of a world? Because he gave these creatures his watch. I think it was the second one. Because he had to go find his friend. I think he went to the post office or something like that. But anyway, I ain't trying to get to the flick. What he was showing was that in this conversation, it was a world. These little creatures was in a world worshiping Will. And they were like this. But we like this, right? Then the guy that he went to find, which is his partner, took him and said, I want to show you something. And he opened his door and he showed him there was a world outside of this one. This is it.
Heaven.
They didn't show what was out there. All they showed is that they showed them looking out there. Yeah, it was a deep scene. I was like, they just did that. That was the best scene in Man in Black ever. Yep. Anyway, this is that. You're going to see what heaven looks like. It's a world outside of this world. And all of a sudden, everybody's mind is going to be blew up. Everybody going to get smart all of a sudden. Yeah. Because now it's time to believe. Once you get rid of your unbelief, then you get automatic faith. So that's when you start becoming more intelligent and smart. Because you believe. So everybody going to get smarter right then. Everybody's mind going to get blew up. You're going to go from 10% to, well, God knows how much you're going to be able to use our brain. The saints, they're going to be 100% cerebral. 100% conscious. They're going to have the same mind as God. In other words, they're going to be able to disappear. That's 100% of your consciousness that you could just disappear. but you wouldn't be like that because you would be thinking, well, yeah, I could just disappear, go anywhere I want to. Mind over matter. It's in the world. The spirit put it out here, but the world hasn't embraced or know about it. If this is from God, Jesus actually disappeared. But we ain't talking about that right. He was in the flesh, and the book said he vanished because he was using 100% of his cerebral. Not only was he healing people, he could disappear. Exactly. If we was right now, and we had the mind of God, we should be able to disappear if we believe. Anyway, let's look at this a little further. Go into 2 Peter chapter 3 and 8.
But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day.
See, he wrote it in existence. Now, time, he gave time now. We're not talking about 24-hour period. See that? We got to think like him. See, they're not thinking like him. He said, I want you to be ignorant. The ignorant think a day is 24 hours. But what you think like above that? I want you to be able to think like God. A day with him is a thousand years. But this didn't exist yet. He's telling us now what a day is. Because it didn't exist. So now he's telling us a day is a thousand years, not 24 hours. Go to Psalms 90 and 1.
Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. For the mountains were brought forth forever, thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
See, he said, before the mountains were brought forth, forever thou hast formed the earth or the world, or even from everlasting. He was there before even everlasting. That. Where is that at? Right. Where can that be? It's not here. Where is that? Where can he exist? What kind of place is that that's before everlasting? Because he said he's there. right. So that's why he got to bring you. So when we transfer from here, there, you go from here into there. That's why it can't be no sun, no moon constituted, because that would be the power everlasting. Because God going to be on the earth. But it has to come. Psalms 89 and 29.
His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven.
And I'm gonna make his what?
Throne as the days of heaven.
So what's the days of heaven?
1,000 years.
1,000 years. See that? See that now? So now he just told us days in heaven is 1,000 years. Before he even called the sun. This is before the sun and the moon was even created, because this is the first day. So he just showed us he created a day out of nothing. Once again, who think of that? Let's look at that a little further. Let's go into Psalms 119 and 151.
Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are true. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget the law, thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me.
Hold on. You said for he founded them for what? Forever. It's the word. That all these things is going to exist through the word. Because the word is the law. And the beautiful part about the law is that it teaches you how to think. Skip down to 160. Oh, we'll go to 142. 119 and 142.
Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delight. The righteousness.
Yeah, read that 144 too.
The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
Teach me how to think. Everlasting, and I what? Yeah. People think, you know, you just gonna go into heaven. No, you gotta know what it is. I'm not gonna give you nothing you don't even know what it is. You gotta know what it is. You know, or else you wouldn't know what to do with it. So that's the thing. Let's go and teach me to learn everlasting. Who asked that question? Have you asked that question before?
David.
That was David. Was that David?
Yes.
You sure? No, just because it's when you see, because it could have been Moses. Who started this? Asaph, it wasn't David. See? David didn't write Psalms 119. The mother dude, this dude, yeah. I got to look him up in the Gundam. But yeah, he said it. Who asked that question? What kind of mind do you have to ask God, teach me everlasting, the way of everlasting. Give me understanding. We act like, you know, back in the day, they was dumb, you know, like, because we got technology and stuff, you know, but that was back then. Right. Right. You find out, they, no, actually, we them stupid ones, because we don't know how to think. We're too distracted. They wasn't. They was trying to reach that 100% cerebral. And if they couldn't get the 100% cerebral, they at least wanted to get, or at least learn it or think it. Yeah. Yep. That's why Moses was able to split the Red Sea and do all those things. He was operating outside of 10%. I don't know where he was at. Joshua, when he stopped the sun, I don't know where he was at. He kept the sun from going down. I don't know where he was at. Is that because it don't say he was one? He couldn't disappear, and he needed an angel, but he kept the sun from going down. So he was at least, he was above 50% of his cerebral to pull that one off. Isaiah made it go backwards. Well, Isaiah was allowed to experience time go back. The exact God backed the planet up. He was there. He witnessed and was able to articulate that time went backwards. He wrote it. Who do that? And then we want to sit there and act like, oh man, that's back in the day. Yeah. Well, tell me how you write time backwards. See that? That's how our grandfathers was doing. Excuse me. That's how our grandfathers was doing. Because we've been in the slavery thing so long, we lost the way of thinking like that. But we got to get back to that. Where we at? What time is it?
Oh, it's still there. Yeah.
Hold up. Okay. Let me read this next one for me to come up. Go to Ecclesiastes 3 and 14.
I know that whatsoever God doeth it shall be forever.
Yeah. See, whatever he do, it's going to be what?
Forever.
Forever. So, because it was created from nothing or from everlasting, so whatever he do is going to be just that. Even though death won't be no more, it's a place called a second death that's forever.
Nothing can put to it, nor take anything from it.
We can't change darkness. We can create light, but we can't change dark. That's a witness that we can't do nothing.
And God doeth it.
Okay, let's go into Deuteronomy 7 and 9. No, Daniel 7 and 9.
I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the ancient days set, whose garments was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool.
Hold on. So He said, the Ancient of Days, right? How do you get to be the Ancient of Days? You're older than days. I'm older than days. That's what he just said. I'm older than time. See that? Because I created days. Who think of that? I created what days are. Right. And he said, I'm older than that because I brought him into existence. Let's look at, let's go into Psalms 89 and 36.
Most I swore by his holiness, that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. And it shall be established forever as the moon and as faithful witnesses heaven and Salah.
So he said it's going to be established. His throne is forever. Like God created everything standing up. So he had to create this throne from where? Because there's no such thing as heaven. Where the throne come from? He brought it from nothing into existence. I need a throne. Who think of that? And then he create one. It's on fire. Nobody can sin on it but him. And he said it's from everlasting. From before the beginning of time. That throne got more power in heaven than anything other than him. The throne make all the angels bow down, even the 24 elders. The throne, we said, make everything in heaven bow. Jeremiah 31 and 31. Jeremiah 31 and 31.
Jeremiah 31 and 31. Mm-hmm. Behold, the days come with the Lord that will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. Although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord.
You know, I want you to skip down because I think I got a lot in there that I don't really need to get. Yeah, 36. That's what I want. Wait a minute. Hold up. Not 36. Yeah. 33.
This shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel.
Thus
saith the Lord, which gives the sun of the light of day, or by day, in the ordinance of the moon, and the stars for the light, were a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, or with therefore roar, and the Lord hosts it in his name.
See, so thus saith the Lord, which give the sun for light by day and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for by light by night, and I divided the sea in the way of the Lord of hosts' name. So he wrote a law that those things that exist. You see that? They would come to pass and they're coming to exist. He wrote that these things would have to take place and this would be time. Go to Psalms 119 and 89. We only got two more after this. Psalms 119 and 89.
Forever
Wherever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
See that?
How long?
Forever.
It is. It's the word of God, nothing else. Nothing else don't exist yet. It wasn't nothing. So nothing exists right now. He's writing it all out. This is what's going to take place here. I'm going to do this on the first day. I'm going to do this on the second day. I'm going to do this on the third day. The Sabbath days, I'm going to do this. And then he brought it into existence. But he's telling us what he did as we go along with him. If he let us. That's another thing. Let's look at this a little further. Go to Psalms 89 and 2.
For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever, forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heaven.
So thy faithfulness have thou established in the very heaven. So nothing is going to change it. The heavens ain't going to never change. Time ain't going to never change. Everything that we see now is going to exist. It's going to be altered when he come back, but it's going to exist. It's going to be a sun. It's going to be a moon. It's going to be an earth. There are going to be stars. It's going to be angels. It's going to be people. It's going to be wildlife. So those things are going to exist forever. Because the word said, and it's faithful, it's going to happen. Because it's now we see it. Because, or else, all this came from what? Who thinking? We need a man to be born. Right.
What really made me wake up was when I was to do, bro. I seen way more animals. I seen Africa, I seen Asia. He made this stuff. Then he made us, though. And we got the man over all of these. One day, he just created everything. And we still had a lot of creation. And we still, like, have to have what's happening happen. And the animals know it, too, though. And it's crazy. And it's just, you go on and on and on. It's just, and you can read it every day, still learn new things and never stop learning. So, what you need.
But the key in what you just said was that you learn it. When you stop learning, or not needing to learn, let's get this last verse. Psalms 119 and 160.
You tell me go to Psalm 89.
Huh?
You tell me go to Psalm 89.
Oh, 89 and 2. Yeah, we read it. Our faithfulness is in heaven. Psalms 119 and verse 160.
I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight will I rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. I am the companion of all things that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is the steward of thy
heart. No. Give me, I got distracted. Read that 160 again.
I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me.
Psalms 119 and 160.
Thy word is true from the beginning. And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
That is. So, everything that we just got through looking at, okay? So, that's all that the Father was just wanting to show us, man, that, hey, it's a lot. It's a lot, but when you start looking at it from that, everything becomes way easier. It becomes real easy. It's not complex. So everything else you can stop it. That's a nice word. Okay. Well, hey, Leo say Shabbat Shalom, man. I see we got Kiara, Gary. Y'all want to say something? Well, you want to say something? Ask him, good job, man. So what'd you get out of it? Right. That's true. Who would think of these things? Who would think that we need a day? For what purpose? Because you have to think of a day and the reason to think of a day. Then put everything on that day for that reason. So he had a plan from the first day to the seventh day already that all these things would make sense with each other. How you come up with that? From 1 through 7, you already had a plan already. Anyway, he's talking about, you know, he just think like that. I can't wait. All right. Well, hey, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, man. Everybody, enjoy your Sabbath. You know, eat, drink, enjoy your Sabbath. Thank God he allowed us to hear his word today. And God willing, man, we live, man, we'll be back. We'll be able to keep another Sabbath with him, right? Amen. So, thank you. Once again, I want to thank the Lord for allowing, you know, Jaleo and Afrilon to be here. You know what I mean? That is good. Good. For real, it's been a blast. It's really been good. All right, so next week, hey, God willing, we live. We're gonna still deal with this creation, man, because we ain't brought heaven in. We ain't start talking about no angels, none of that good stuff. So let's stay with this here and start with. Keep trying to pray for this kind of mindset, you know, that how God thinks outside the box, right? Because if I can come from 1 to 7, he's definitely thinking outside the box. Because he already thought outside of 1. Alright. Shabbat Shalom, man, everybody. Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Shalom. Shalom, baby.
Hello, Papa.
Hello. Hello, baby.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, love you. Hello. Dang it. Okay. Good. And close.